Former President Donald Trump recently filing a big lawsuit against the big tech companies, but will it succeed? The media has been panning it, saying it's a joke of a lawsuit. But does it have a chance? Let's turn to Vivek Ramaswamy. He's a successful biotech entrepreneur, author of the book Woke Inc., Inside Corporate America's Social Justice Scam. He's on the line. Hello, Vivek.
How you doing?
Good, sir. Great to have you back with us. I was very intrigued. You did write a Wall Street Journal opinion piece about this week, that you think that Donald Trump does have a good chance to take on these tech companies because they are violating the First Amendment. Explain that.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, it is well known that the First Amendment conventionally only applies to the government, not to private companies. And this is why the media laughed at Donald Trump's lawsuit. But I think that if he makes his case in the right way, there's actually ample legal precedent to say that in this case, the First Amendment does apply to these private companies when they are acting at behest of the government itself. And what I make the case in the op-ed for is the idea that these companies were acting in response to explicit government threats from the opposition party, the Democratic Party, to take down hate speech and misinformation as they defined it, or else to face regulatory consequences. That in other cases, not even in response to threats, there was voluntary mutual coordination between the federal government and these companies to take down disfavored speech. And lastly, to top it off, there's a special form of federal immunity to do precisely that in the form of Section 230(c)(2) of the Communications Decency Act. So when you combine both the stick and the carrot, that is to say the threats plus the Section 230 liability protection and the voluntary coordination between private companies and the government, that is actually not the action of a private company. It is state action in disguise. And the principle is that if it's state action in disguise, then the Constitution still applies. And if he makes that case, I think that he has a chance to take this all the way to the Supreme Court and even to win.
Now, we don't have to reach that far to find examples of these companies voluntarily carrying the government's water. For instance, we see those emails between Mark Zuckerberg and Dr. Anthony Fauci as they're collaborating on how Facebook could advance the government's message. That seems like an open and shut case.
Right. And this isn't me musing about what the legal theory should be. This is the case law as it exists today. I mean, take a look at Brentwood, which lays out three conditions for finding state action. One is coercion. The second is encouragement, either significant overt or even covert encouragement, or willful participation in a joint activity, or giving government protection to carry out exactly that set of actions. And here, you don't check off not just one of those three boxes. You check off all three of them. So any one of them could be the basis for finding state action, but all three of them has to be cumulatively. And I also think that even if Trump loses on the state action claim, which I actually think he has a pretty strong case for state action, he could still add components to his lawsuit like suing under the Florida statute. So the new Florida statute, which he could add as a claim, which he would have what's called supplemental jurisdiction that would allow him to do it, even though it's a state claim, he could add that in federal court. What that says is companies cannot discriminate. Social media companies of a certain size cannot discriminate on the basis of political viewpoint. Well, some people say that that's actually not a valid statute under federal law because of Section 230. But that actually could then be a basis for saying that Section 230 itself is unconstitutional. And if you look at what some of Clarence Thomas has written in a recent concurring opinion just a few months ago, he indicated a strong leaning in that direction, which I think was actually a smoke signal to invite a case like President Trump's. So I think the stars are potentially aligned for what it could be a defining case of our time to be able to not only advance President Trump's agenda, that's far less important and far less my concern for that matter,
yeah,
than what it means for the stakes of open discourse in American democracy on the internet. And I think the Supreme Court is going to be hungry to take that on.
Right. When the sum of human knowledge is controlled by one company, say Google, where 90% of all search is available, it seems like a pretty big deal if they foreclose on your ability to get factual information, especially if they're working with the government to make those decisions. Vivek Ramaswamy.
It's that last part that matters.
Yeah.
That last part that
matters,
the coordination with the government.
That's the part where we get them. That's the part where we get them. Vivek Ramaswamy, thank you so much.